This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 11th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Deforestation policies could backfire. H-2A Tech preps farmers for audits and ESA reform bill dropped in the House. Deforestation policies could harm California farmers. Economists warn policies to certify imports as deforestation-free could backfire on California farmers. UC Davis Assistant Professor Mark Agerton and his graduate student studied the issue after six U.S. senators raised concerns over avocado imports in February. The Democratic lawmakers argued the Biden administration should establish certification requirements to ensure the Mexican imports are not grown on illegally deforested land. The researchers found such a policy would likely reduce the supply and raise prices for consumers. While California avocado growers would stand to benefit during the harvest, they would be competing with the marketing. The certification on imported products could encourage consumers to pay more for their sustainability label, similar to an organic premium. The burden of ensuring the supply chain is not leading to deforestation could be costly for retailers and importers as well. The economists suggest the federal government instead maintains the standards and the necessary monitoring. Yet the issue grows complicated when considering the agricultural intermediaries in California that often source from Mexico to bolster the local supply. A ban on imported avocados lacking the certification could hurt those operations. The economists instead recommend a deforestation tariff to lower the implementation cost. Western Growers partners on H-2A Tech. Western Growers is celebrating the launch of a tech platform designed to streamline the paper-heavy H-2A process for employers. H-2 Organizer simplifies onboarding, tracks workers to optimize logistics, covers payroll, enables multilingual communication with farm workers, and alerts employers about compliance dates. The documentation tracking also prepares employers for potential audits by the Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division. Jason Resnick, Senior Vice President and General Counsel at Western Growers, calls the technology a game changer for farmers navigating the complex H-2A program. He described H-2 Organizer as, quote, an efficient, user-friendly solution that eliminates manual data entry and keeps everything in one accessible place. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA funds $121 million for specialty crops and organic expansion. USDA announced approximately $121 million in funding for transitions and expansion of organic agriculture and specialty crop research facilitated through the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. NIFA is dividing the investment between 17 specialty crop research initiative projects, 23 organic agriculture research and extension initiative projects, and 7 organic transition program projects. Projects began September 1 and will last between 1 to 5 years, depending on the proposal. In California, UC Davis received just under $75,000 from the OREI allocation to address agricultural needs in the Imperial and Coachella Valleys with a core focus on organic pest management and food safety. Their programming is oriented towards historically underserved farmers and will feature on-farm demonstrations, discussions, and peer-to-peer learning. Trump, Harris, tangle over tariffs' impact on consumer costs. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, debating for the first time last night, immediately tangled over trade policy and Trump's proposal to impose across-the-board tariffs on U.S. imports. Harris, suggesting such tariffs would drive up the cost of living, referred to the tariffs as a, quote, sales tax, which would be a 20% tax on everyday goods that you rely on to get through the month. Inflation is a major problem facing Harris and other Democratic candidates in this fall election. Economists have said that Trump's sales tax would actually result for middle-class families in about $4,000 more a year because of his policies and his ideas about what should be the backs of middle-class people paying for tax cuts for billionaires, Harris added. Trump responded, "I have no sales tax." That's an incorrect statement. He suggested, as he has in the past, that tariffs are paid for by the exporting countries. Tariffs are actually paid by importers. You can read the full report at agripulse.com. Jones presses lawmakers on FDA human foods needs. Jim Jones, FDA's Deputy Commissioner for Human Food, says his agency needs additional regulatory authorities and funding to keep up with the modern food system. Jones appeared before the House Energy and Commerce Committee Health Subcommittee yesterday to take questions on a number of food safety bills and to push Congress for more support. Certainly, the FDA is no stranger to doing more with less, but we also need modern authorities to establish, or rather to enable, further agility and help us regulate our rapidly evolving 21st century food supply, Jones said. Congress should give the agency authority to prevent foods with dangerous levels of contaminants from reaching retail shelves and lift limitations on sharing some regulated commodity information with state partners during urgent food safety events, Jones said. Food industry groups create forum for traceability rule. Eight food industry groups have created a food industry FSMA 2024 collaboration to boost awareness and share resources about the FDA's food traceability rule. The traceability rule requires food supply chain to collect more detailed information to help the agency identify and remove potentially contaminated foods from the market more quickly. The compliance deadline for the rule is January 2026. The agency expected to begin enforcement in 2027. Still, recent stakeholder discussions found that many in the supply chain lack awareness and understanding of the new requirements. The new collaboration group includes the Association of Food and Drug Officials, the FMI, Food Industry Association, International Fresh Produce Association, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and more. ESA reform bill dropped in the House. An Endangered Species Act reform bill introduced by House Republicans yesterday would make major changes to the 51-year-old law. The bill, introduced by Representatives Bruce Westerman of Arkansas and Dan Newhouse of Washington, would prevent designation of critical habitat on private land and would require that federal wildlife agencies examine the economic and natural security impacts of species listing. Would also prohibit judicial review of decisions to remove species from the threatened and endangered list. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council praised the legislation. The Center for Biological Diversity dismissed the bill as, quote, a tired rerun of the same old script. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.